Egypt has imposed new media restrictions that will effectively put all live broadcasts, including television talk shows and news bulletins, under the control of state television prior to November's parliamentary elections. We got reaction from Anthony Mills of the media watchdog group, the International Press Institute.
Well, I think it's worth bearing in mind that even before these restrictions, the Egyptian media was by no means fully free, far from it. But in recent years, there had been something of a proliferation of talk shows, of live broadcasts, and increasing criticism of government officials. All of that, of course, in the run-up to elections is something that puts the powers that be on edge, and it's the kind of thing that they would be seeking to really curtail, and that appears to be exactly what is happening with these new laws, according to which broadcasters that already have a permit for live broadcasts would have to actually reapply for a permit from state television, which in some sense is a competitor of theirs, not to mention, of course, that it also reflects the power of the authorities, and the possibility exists that they might not be granted the licenses, that the process could be buried in red tape. So really a suffocating move, I think, but one that is not surprising given the concerns, I think, in the run-up to these elections and the emergence of certain other players, such as the former head of the IAEA, Mohamed El-Baradei.
Activists say the restrictions will stifle efforts to mobilize voters for the parliamentary elections. Do you agree?
Well, I think certainly if you look at one of the restrictions, which is, again, that anybody sending sort of news broadcasts or news messages to mobile phones via SMS text messages would need a license, would need permission for that. That clearly, I think, is an attempt to impede the flow of information that can be used to mobilize voters in the run-up to and during an election. Not to mention, of course, that it also stifles the flow of news on any given day in the run-up to an election. So, for example, if there are demonstrations and the police are cracking down on those demonstrations and there are rapidly developing facts on the ground, then the inability of news outlets, information providers to send information via SMS to the people on the ground and to consumers, it stifles the flow of information. And that, too, I think, is in the interest of the authorities if they are keen on keeping a handle on the information in the run-up to and during an election.
Does this tarnish the legitimacy of the election?
I think certainly we, particularly at the International Press Institute and other freedom of expression organizations, not to mention those who monitor elections, would say that a fundamental element of a free election has to be the ability of the media to report freely on the run-up to that election and on the election itself. So that means that they need access to information, it means that they need access to the polls of power, and it also means that they need to be free to transmit, to gather and transmit information. If these regulations are now being announced and it is preventing the broadcasters from transmitting information freely, then I think that certainly is a worrying element in the run-up to the elections and could prove a negative mark against the conduct of those elections, yes.
Anthony Mills, Press Freedom Manager at the International Press Institute in Vienna, Austria. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.